your nation's capital, it's the United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Commander Charles Brendler, conductor, inviting you to join the Navy for a quarter hour of transcribed music and song. And warming up to the music now, here's your Navy Band with a snappy military march appropriately titled, Up the Street. Now the Navy Band watch standers are going to relieve the deck and take over with the music on the bell. There's the bell, but no watch standers. But wait a second, I hear them now.
Chuck Shea. Rick Larson.
Dick Groves.
Matt Hines.
Wow, we nearly didn't make it that time, Jim.
What happened, Rick?
Well, we got to fooling around with a couple of tunes, getting in the mood to make whoopee, when bang goes the bell and stops the music.
Well, we can always get that going again, can't we, Rick? Come on, let's go.
All right, Jim, if you say so, we'll pick up where we left off with Margie and Cocktails for Two.
Thank you.
That was your United States Navy Band Watchstanders presenting Margie and Cocktails for Two. Now, you know, some people say that life begins at 40, but if you're a college senior now, that's a long, long time to wait. You want to get started right after commencement. And if you're looking for a quick start on your way up, then there's nothing like naval aviation to get you headed in the right direction. So find out now about Navy's newest course in flight training for college graduates. It's fast, exciting, and Navy life begins as soon as you hit Navy's Annapolis of the Air at Pensacola, Florida. One hop, and you can make it from civilian to commissioned officer in just 120 days. And after that, finish your flight training as a naval officer on full pay and allowances. And remember, that includes family allowances, too, in case you're a married man. So find out now how you can qualify as an aviation officer candidate. And after graduation, learn to fly with the Navy. For full details, see your Navy recruiter. With intermission over, here's your Navy band and orchestra back again. They've been flicking the dust off some old operettas, tucked away back in the files, and finally they hit upon this one. With music as good today as the night it premiered on Broadway. Music from Emmerich Kallmann's Sorry. been listening to the music of the famous United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Commander Charles Brendler conducting. Today's program was written and produced by Max Sabin. This is Jim Simpson inviting you to join us again real soon for another transcribed show in the musical series, Join the Navy.